This is Victor Krumenacher with us here today on the Blue Plate Special. Victor's a pretty big deal in the world of rock and roll, in different circles.
That means I get to sleep in slightly better than a Motel 6 from time to time.
There you go. I guess being a co-founder of Kemper von Beethoven is a pretty big deal. And
I was a baby when I did it, but
but you know, I guess when you are in an established band and you go and you tour, that's what you do when you're on tour, and every now and then your creative side needs to express itself. And
my creative side is wild and untamed at any given moment. I can't seem to stop it. I've been doing side pro. I mean, as soon as I had a band, I was like, well, I should do a side project. It's the stupidest thing I ever did, but it just keeps going. I can't stop.
So this is, what did I see? This was your ninth solo project?
I think that's about right. Yeah, okay. I've been doing solo records since 94, I guess, 94, 95. So Kemper von Beethoven was the band that I co-founded in 1983 with David Lowery of Cracker. And we did Pardon the Sniff on air. And then we did that for 7 years, and then we broke up angrily in Sweden. And then I had a band with Greg called Monks of Doom, which was also with David Immergluck, who's the lead guitar player in the Counting Crows. And then from there, that band broke up, and I was unemployed and destitute and working in bars, and I decided to make a solo record. And then I went off the road for a while, and then David and I reconciled, and I started playing bass for Cracker. And then Kemper reformed, and I kept making solo records. And then the Monks made another record, and it's just now I'm 50, and I'm like, what end is up? I'm exhausted. Yeah. So it's like 30 records between the general family of bands over 30 years, something like that.
So, how are they different?
Well, my stuff is kind of soulful and meditative, and kind of rootsier. I think Cracker's rootsy as well. Kemper's just weird. It's a bunch of squirrely guys from California who think way too much and drink too much coffee. And the Monks are even weirder than that. The Monks are kind of like Captain Beefheart meets Led Zeppelin at a party and everybody gets paranoid and goes home early. I think that's the best way to describe it. So this is kind of maybe one of the more accessible things I do, although it's probably one of the least known.
So. Well, the CD's called Hard to See Trouble Coming. You heard that song first. Indeed. Right there. Tell us the story about that.
Well, you know, I have been a musician for a long time, and musicians are a tightly wound bunch, I being one of them, and some of them don't make it. And so I got word that a drummer who was in my first version of my solo band had committed suicide, which would be, I mean, I've known about 7 or 8 musicians who've done that over the years. It's kind of not a joke. It's actually not a joke at all, but... strangely, when I was informed, I was at work surfing YouTube. Nobody here has ever done that at work at all during your day job, been on YouTube. And I was watching the last tape-recorded interview with Lee Von Helm, which was being conducted by Marco Werman, actually, of all people. And he asked Lee Von Helm about Richard Manuel, and he said, you know, did you see that Richard Manuel was going to kill himself? And he said, no, you know, man, it's hard to see trouble coming. Song. This is done.
There it is, the title track right there to, excuse me, to Victor's new CD. And you got those available here?
I do. They're right over there. So.
From here tonight, they're going to be headed, well, today from here, they're headed to Charlotte. They'll be at the Evening Muse tonight.
Come on and drive 4 hours. Hang out with us. Come on.
And then tell them about what's happening down in Athens this weekend.
Well, down in Athens, Georgia, this weekend, we're doing, on the West Coast every September, Kemper and Cracker and all the family of bands associated with it do a thing called the Camp Out. And it's in Pioneer Town, California, which is a Western set being built by... Gene Autry and Roy Rogers in the 1940s. It looks like a Western town. We've decided on occasionally to bring it east. So we're in Athens, Georgia, where our manager is a co-owner of the 40 Watt Club. And at the 40 Watt Club, you'll have Kemper von Beethoven and Cracker and my band and Kevin Kenny from Driving and Crying. And I'm trying to think who else. There's Thayer Serrano. it could go on. I don't know. It's 3 days of music. So starts tomorrow night with David Lowry and Johnny Hickman doing the Cracker acoustic duo. And then Campers on Friday with this band. And Saturday we got Cracker and the Whiskey Gentry as well. And what's good for
Well, the hardest thing is spelling Krummenacher.
Oh, you tell me about it.
So, okay, we're going to let Victor...
I've been doing this since I was two. It's K-R-U-M-M as in Mary, E-N as in Nancy, A-C-H-E-R.
Or you can go to our website and click on the link,
exactly.
Which takes you right over to the website there at victorkrummenacher.com. Shake and howdy with them after the show. Make them feel welcome. It's Victor Krummenacher on the Blue Plate Special.
Thank you. This is a Woody Guthrie song we've been playing for quite some time. It's gotten topical again lately, and there's a new verse that's been uncovered, which had to do with Woody Guthrie being the tenant to Donald Trump's father. And I don't talk my politics too much. You just have to listen to my songs to know where I stand, and I'm going to try and let be known where I stand by singing this verse if I can remember how to do it. This is a song called I Ain't Got No Home.